Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Hopefully today's internet connection will stay up and not cut out and cut off like it did yesterday, but I've got the audio recording going, and so that'll be available regardless of how well the video goes today. Just sometimes those things be going smoothly for months, and for whatever reason, technical difficulties. But anyhow, I'm glad that you've chosen to join me today, and as I talked about a little bit yesterday, we're kind of in this in-between time as I'm preparing to be gone next week and not sure about my internet connections, and so may have to change up some of what happens. I'll try to broadcast each day sometime, but it'll be a busy week. It was informed yesterday that, at least as of now, the church that I'll be staying at for the week does not have electricity and has not been restored yet there in Lake Charles. But that may play into what's available, but we'll see. But in this meantime, rather than start another devotional journal, start through one, I'm going to be discussing the daily prayer points out of the weekly prayer guides that I write. And today's topic and this week's topic is about sharing hope. And today's specific topic is about sharing an overflowing hope. God says that His hope in us should fill us with peace and joy so that this hope overflows. I love that combination. So many times we talk about sharing about the hope that we have in Jesus. Sharing that hope so that others could know of it and want it, desire that same hope in their life. And yet I suspect that many of us have struggled with how to really share something that seems so intangible as hope. And yet the writer of Hebrews says, hope is the substance, or faith is the substance of things hoped for. When I think of substance, I think of something tangible, something solid, something you can put your hands on. God says faith is that element that produces substance to the hope that we have. And part of that substance, part of that substance that others should be able to see and hear in and through us, are the elements of peace and joy. It usually doesn't take very long to spending time with someone before you have a pretty good idea of the level of peace that they're currently living with. Now, it may not accurately reflect the overall peace they have in life. It may be a circumstance that just caught them completely off guard, and for that 5 minutes that you crossed paths, you could tell they were not at peace. So sometimes those casual encounters definitely give us a false reading or a false impression. And the same is true with joy. When you look at the overall tone of a person's life, you can have a pretty good idea of how much joy it contains. And again, if it's simply a chance encounter with someone that you've never seen before or met or talked with and may never see again, it, it could be an inaccurate reading because of a momentary circumstance. But what happens when we speak of Jesus, when we speak of our relationship with Jesus, and yet the peace and joy that God has said belongs in our life through His Spirit is not evident to the people around us? How often do we hear and see of people speaking on behalf of Jesus, proclaiming messages, at least claiming to be His representative, that are filled with turmoil and anger and bitterness and hatred? And you wonder, I wonder at least, what they really hope to accomplish. You see, when we are filled with the peace and joy that God's Spirit provides, a peace that brings contentment regardless of the circumstances, a joy that lifts us, our spirit, in spite of our circumstances. It is these elements that overflow, that cause that hope within us to overflow out of our life so that others can not only see it, they desire it. To live in the midst of such trying times with peace and joy can be a very difficult thing. Our human nature, our flesh, wants our version of justice. We want things right according to our definition. And as I talked about a little bit yesterday, when those troubles come that Jesus said would come, if we're not grounded in the Word of God, if we're not solid, our life is not built solidly on that foundation of Jesus, these storms of life crash against us. And our peace and joy are often two of the things that are early casualties. I prepare to head back into the Lake Charles area and return to round two of hurricane relief after that area being hit a second time in less than 2 months. I think about the peace and joy that some people exhibited following the storms of life that literally hit them. And the peace and joy that was missing from others. And some of it seemed to hinge on the value they placed on property versus the value they placed on life. A common thread among those that seem to overflow with hope were phrases such as, it's just a house, it's just a yard, we're safe, our loved ones are safe. We have what matters. We'll get through this. And then there were those that seemed more focused on, it'll never be the same. Our house is ruined. Our property is destroyed. What's the point of rebuilding or continuing on? And while many of us do not live through disasters to the level of a hurricane, how often do we sound like one of those responses or the other? I know it's so easy to get caught up into that loss and lose hope, lose peace, lose joy, lose contentment. And great loss has a way of grabbing our attention like little else can. And it often causes us to focus on the wrong things. To focus on what's missing rather than what's still remains. You see, when God communicates to us of all of the things that He pours into our life, of all of the things that are part of life, a familiar passage probably to many of you listening today and joining me. In fact, we read it often at weddings. And in the midst of that, there's this verse and combination of verses that says, now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. As I think about an overflowing hope, I think about a love for God and a love for people. The love for God is what keeps us filled with peace and joy. And the love for people is what causes us, drives us to allow that peace and joy, that hope produced by God's Spirit to overflow into the lives of others. As I've said often, it's been a specific burden on my heart to help, specifically in these disaster areas. Not everybody can do that. And I'm privileged to have the support of a church family and a church leadership that sees the value in that. But your neighbors, your co-workers, your classmates, your family members even go through disasters of their own. And they need you to provide help and hope. As I work together with IDES in these disaster areas, and one of their mottos, one of their themes is providing help and hope. And you can do that wherever you are. I was a bit overwhelmed when I got up this morning and saw that the Facebook fundraiser for the Diapers for Disasters reached its goal. When I began that, I set a goal of raising $1,000 just because, well, I needed to put something there. And the need was great, continues to be great. But my experience with Facebook fundraisers has not been all that successful in the past. And so I chose a figure that I felt would show the greatness of the need and not really knowing what God would do. And even though that goal was met, the need continues. And so that opportunity will exist, probably always exist, until disasters stop and we're in heaven, because that's when they stop. But to share with people a peace and joy because others care. Your words of comfort, your words of encouragement, your words of silence as you listen go a long ways into sharing an overflowing hope with those close to you, those you cross paths with on a regular basis, those in need, whether in your community or on the other side of the country or the other side of the world. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask that you seek God's help in identifying how people perceive your levels of peace and joy. Identifying areas that you may need to grow in to be able to express more fully the hope that really does lie within you. Peter writes, and he says that we should always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. Sometimes often missed in that verse is the unwritten part. If you need to always be ready to give an answer, the reason I suspect is because there will be people who ask. Because your hope is noticed. Your hope overflows. And so to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, but to do so with gentleness and respect. You see that peace and joy continues to flow even in your answers. As you share about Jesus in ways that are attractive, in ways that are gentle and respectful. And so today, as we pray, spend time asking God to help His hope overflow into your life and through your life into others through Jesus. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself. You've given us your Spirit to fill us with peace and joy. Two of the elements that your word says are a part of the fruit of your Spirit. So, Father, as we live filled with peace and joy, may the hope that you've put within us overflow. So that others would notice, that we would have an answer, that we would give that answer appropriately about the hope that we have in Jesus. Father, today I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities. I pray that even in times of discouragement and heartache and loss and uncertainty, that the peace and joy that we have in Christ would be shared with them. Not just through our words, but through our life, through our attitudes, through the things that they notice that others may not see. And may our hope in Jesus overflow into their lives. Father, today, wherever we are, may you help us to know how best to share this overflowing hope. And if it's through words, then give us the words that we need to use. If it's through just silently listening, then help us to be still and listen to those that are hurting, that are struggling, that are overcome with the cares of this world. And Father, to do all of that well, may you increase our desire and awareness of the importance of being still and listening to you. May our hope always be grounded and found, built on the foundation of your word. And may the answers for the hope that we have be based on your word, on the relationship we have with Jesus because of what we've seen revealed through your word. And may your Spirit be listened to as he dwells within us. May our hope overflow into a world that is in desperate need of real hope. Father, help us to not get caught up in the rhetoric and arguments of this current age. But may our peace and joy lift up the hope that we have in Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.